Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Wednesday, the 1st of April at 6:30. Coming up in today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of Insurance Ireland as complaints about the industry to the Ombudsman rise. We'll also be speaking to the owner of Supermax, Pat McDonough, and all the markets as usual, including the news about the giant tax and legal amnesty for anyone who bought a dodgy box. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Politico reports that the European Commission has urged people to work from home, drive and fly less, and for EU countries to urgently roll out renewables, as it warned of a prolonged energy crisis as the result of the conflict in the Gulf. In a speech that echoes the early days of the coronavirus pandemic, the EU Energy Commissioner, Dan Jurgensen, said that Europe was facing a very serious situation with no clear end in sight. Even if peace is here tomorrow, he said, still we will not go back to normal in the foreseeable future, following an extraordinary meeting of the EU's 27 energy ministers last night to discuss the crisis. He urged member countries to follow the advice of the International Energy Agency, which he said included work from home where possible, reduce highway speed limits by 10 kilometres an hour, encourage public transport, alternate private car access, increase car sharing and adopt efficient driving practices. Eimear Walsh in the Irish Examiner reports that the number of protected disclosures received by revenue grew by more than 40% last year. A new report by the agency has revealed a total of 241 protected disclosures were made to revenue last year, up from 171. The agency's new annual report published includes information on both internal and external protected disclosures received in 2025. Internal protected disclosures are reports made by current or former revenue staff members that relate to potential wrongdoing occurring within revenue. Gordon Deegan in the Irish Examiner reports that pre-tax profits at the main Irish subsidiary of Apple increased by 6% to $80.9 billion last year, another record year for the business. New consolidated accounts filed by the Cork-based Apple Operations International Limited show pre-tax profits increased as revenues rose by 6% from $222 to $235 billion in the 12 months to the end of September. The group last year paid $22.7 billion in corporation tax, a 157% increase on the prior year. A large contributor to that, to the firm's 22.7 corporation tax payout arose from the $15.8 billion corporation tax charge from the European Court of Justice against the Irish government.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.